Adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Shanghai Lil went to the rescue of Jungle Jim and Kolo, who had been seized by the Maharaja of Ybor. She surprised Ybor and his men and successfully freed Jungle Jim. However, they were many miles from the old lamasery and were forced to ride for their lives. Meanwhile, back at the lamasery, Bob and Connie McGuire told their story to Lieutenant Watson, whom Colonel Hammond had sent ahead to survey the situation. After getting the entire picture fixed in his mind, Lieutenant Watson left them, promising to report to his superior by wireless and then to bring up his tank with ammunition, food, and supplies. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in The Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. After leaving Bob and Connie McGuire alone to hold the old lamasery, Lieutenant Watson returned to his fast tank, which is hidden in the hills to the south. As he approaches, he calls out to his mechanic, Private Harrington.
Harrington! Harrington! Hello, are you there?
This way, sir.
Oh, yes, I see you. This country is most confusing.
The tank is over here, sir.
Were you able to get the wireless in operation?
Yes, sir. Everything's in readiness except the antenna. I have the portable ready to put it up, but I thought it best not to erect it until you return, sir.
Quite right, Harrington. It could be seen easily by anyone passing down the trail. However, you can put it up now.
But you are, sir. It'll only take a minute.
Here, wait, I'll give you a hand. I'll take this end, just stand it up straight.
Aye.
And attach the three guy wires. There, that does it. Now, the wires.
I'll fix them, sir. There. That'll load them.
Good, branded. I want to get in touch with Colonel Hammond immediately.
Shall I start them out, sir?
By all means. We'll use our motor generator and save our batteries. May need them later.
Right, sir. All right, sir. The generator's working.
Good. Now then, we'll have a go at this set. It'll take the bulb a moment to warm up. Can you quiet the motor down a little?
Yes, sir. I'll try.
There we are, that does it. Now, if we can raise Fort Jamrud. Motor tank ZX-9 calling Fort Jamrud. Motor tank ZX-9 calling Fort Jamrud. Hello, Fort Jamrud. Motor tank ZX-9 calling. Come in if you're there.
They don't answer, sir.
You're quite sure the receiver is working?
Yes, sir. I heard him while he was testing, sir.
Yep, we'll have another go at it. Motor tank ZX-9 calling Fort Jamrud. ZX-9 calling Jamrud. Come in if you're there.
Hello, ZX-9. Fort Jamrud calling. Come in.
Hello, Fort Jamrud. This is Lieutenant Watson with the motor tank ZX-9 calling. I should like to have you put Colonel Hammond on.
Stand by, sir. Colonel Hammond's been waiting your call.
Right, I'll stand by.
Everything seems to be working well, sir.
Excellently. Practically no static.
Hello, Watson.
Colonel Hammond, this is Lieutenant Watson reporting.
Go ahead, Watson. Have you made any progress?
Yes, sir. I've been to the Buddhist lamasery. I found conditions even worse than we expected.
Did you locate our American friends?
I found the American, O.P. Watts, and the Maguires holding the old place, and in momentary danger of attack by the Maharaja of Ybor.
What about Jungle Jim Bradley and Miss DeVril?
They're somewhere north of the lamasery in the hills. It's uncertain whether they're safe or whether they've locked horns with the renegade Ybor.
That doesn't sound promising, Watson. Well, what do you propose to do? It's your responsibility, you know.
Yes, sir. Bradley is expected to return to the lamasery with Mr. Vril, and it's practically certain that Ybor will also come there, since McGuire and his wife are known to be in the place.
Sounds reasonable. What do you propose?
With your permission, sir, I intend to take the tank within the lamasery's grounds and use the machine guns and ammunition to hold Ybor off until the balance of the tank unit arrives.
You have my permission, Watson. I'll make it an order.
Yes, sir.
The other six tanks should be ready to leave here sometime tomorrow. Until then, hold the lamasery and protect the McGuire's and O.P. Watts.
Right, sir.
That's all, Watson. Carry on. I hold you responsible for the safety of all concerned. Report to me by wireless tomorrow.
Right, sir. Cheerio, Colonel. Harrington, take the antenna down and prepare to go into action. We move immediately.
At the old emissary, Bob and Connie McGuire are also ready for action, although they little dream that the next few hours are to be the most dramatic in their lives.
What time is it, Connie? That sun's pretty low.
4:30, Bob. Do you think we'll have to be here alone another night?
Oh, not a chance, sweet. Lieutenant Watson said he'd return as soon as possible. He can't be many miles away.
Well, what about Jungle Jim and Mr. Real? Do you think they'll get here?
Yes, I do.
Somehow the fact that night's coming on frightens me, Bob.
Oh, don't worry, Connie. We've made every preparation we can. There's nothing to do but sit and wait now.
That's it, I guess. But it's like sitting on a keg of dynamite.
Oh, come on, darling. Things aren't as bad as that. Before night, Watson and his mechanic will be back. That means there'll be two more of us. And we'll even have radio communication with Fort Jammer. Connie, the Union Jack will soon be flying over the emissary.
Oh, I hope so, Bob.
Oh, everything's fine now, dear. Our worries are practically over. We'll have the jewels of the Genghis Khan. I'll be back to Calcutta within a week or two.
Bob. Bob, there's someone coming.
Where?
To the north, Bob. To the north.
Well, you're right, Connie. Hey, you take the glasses and lie flat on the ground. I'll handle the machine gun.
Suppose it's Maharaja.
Down, Connie. Get down. That's it. I'll use those glasses and see if you can make out who's coming. I've got to be ready. You see?
There's a lot of dust.
Yes, but can you see anything?
Wait. Bob, there are only three horses, but there are two people riding on one of them.
Two people?
Wait a minute. Now I can see. There are three horses, but they're carrying five people.
Five people and three horses?
Bob, it's Jungle Jim Bradley, and it's Mr. Real. I can see her clearly now.
Well, you're right. I can see them now. Boy, are they coming fast.
Oh, it's they, Bob. They're here. Oh, come on, dear. We've got to open the gate.
Wait a minute. The Maharaja and his men may be behind them, Connie. Now, you run for the gates and let them in, and I'll stay here by the machine gun. Now, hurry. Give me your hand here. I'll help you down off the wall.
Right.
Easy now. Easy.
All right. Now let go of me. It's all right. I'll drop to the ground.
All right. Run, Connie, and get those gates open and hurry up. Hello, Bradley?
McGuire! McGuire, open the gate! Hurry!
All right. Connie's opening them now. I sent her down just as soon as we were sure it was you.
Good work, McGuire. You stay there by that machine gun. And if you see anyone, use it.
All right.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Jim, we made it.
Yes. Now the fun starts. We're going to have plenty of trouble in the next few hours.
There's the gates, Jim. They're opening.
Well, let's get inside as fast as we can. Abu, follow us.
There's Connie. Hi, Connie. Hello.
All right, Bill. We'll dismount here.
All right. Easy there, boy.
Abel, you and Dodge, you take care of the horses. And then come back here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lil and Jim, you don't know how good it is to see you.
Well, we're glad to be here, Connie. But you may not be so happy in a few minutes.
Oh, never mind talking now. Let's get these gates closed.
All right.
Here, give me a hand, Lil.
Right, Jim.
There. Oh. Chain over here now. There. Now, we can hold out a little while. Lil, as soon as Abu and Darcy have the horses taken care of, send them to me. I'm going over and join Bob.
Hi, Jim. I'll be there in a minute. Connie, stay with me, and I'll give you the lowdown on what's happened.
Is the Maharaja coming?
I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Bradley! Bradley, come here!
Bob must have seen me, boy, Lil. Come on!
You think we can hold them off, Jim?
We've got to, Lil. Bob! Bob, what's the matter?
Ebor and his men are here, Bradley. They've stopped up the trail.
I expected that. Come on, Lil. Let's go on the wall. Here, I'll lift you.
All right, Jim. I can make it.
There. Give me a hand, McGuire.
Here you are.
All right. Now, where are they?
Straight up the trail there. There must be 10 or 12 of them.
Well, let me have those glasses.
Oh, you don't need the glasses, Jim. It's the Maharaja, all right.
What? You're right, Lil. And look. Look, they're dismounting.
Dismounting?
Yes, and I don't like it. It's nearly night, Lil. The Maharaja is going to wait and sneak up on us under the cover of darkness.
Jim, we're in for trouble.
A few hundred yards from where Jim, Lil, and Bob McGuire are watching, the Maharaja of Ybor is issuing orders. He is talking to one of his natives.
Slave, have the horses taken over behind the rock?
Yes, Highness. Hiya! It is being done, Highness.
Hand me the glasses.
They are here, Highness. You will attack at once?
We'll see. Yes, the dogs are there. Three of them lie on the wall. My high-powered rifle, slave.
I will get it, Highness.
The dogs think they're safe. But wait until darkness comes.
Here is the rifle, Hannah.
Let me have it. This will be a little warning for them. A taste of what they are to get later.
Master, see, one of them fell.
One less for us to kill tonight. Bring the men here at once.
They come. The horses have been hidden. Hiya! All are coming, Hannah.
Silence, fools! Listen carefully and say nothing. Farbat, take one man with you and go around to the south wall. Mara, you will take one man and go to the west wall. Zagapat and another man will remain here. Is that clear?
All understand, Hannah.
You will conceal yourselves well until it is dark. Then when you hear the cry of the leopard, attack. That is all.
Hannah. We stay here?
You will come with me, slave. We will enter by the front gate. All right, fools, carry out your orders. And remember, shoot to kill. Keep out of sight until the leopard cries. Slave, bring the guns and follow me.
I come, Highness.
Keep down, you fool. If you spoil my plans, I'll kill you. Tonight, Jungle Jim Bradley will learn who is the master of the Afghan hills.
Will Jungle Jim, Shanghai Lil, and their friends be trapped in the old emissary, or will help arrive in time to save them? The jewels of the Genghis Khan are at stake. And to the victor belongs the spoils. The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.